USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll keep federal agents in cities that are experiencing ongoing violence.
Portland was totally out of control. The Democrats, the liberal Democrats running the place, had no idea what they were doing.
The president also says those people involved, they're not really protesters.
These people are anarchists. These are people that hate our country. And we're not going to let it go forward.
Over the weekend, rioters forced their way into a Portland Police Association building and lit dumpsters on fire. U.S. Attorney for Oregon, Billy Williams, estimated that a dozen people have been arrested on federal charges, including arson and assaulting a federal officer. Lawmakers back to work in Washington, D.C., working on the next coronavirus relief package. It's expected to be around $1 trillion. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There's promising news about the development of a COVID-19 vaccine. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oxford University and pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca say their potential coronavirus vaccine is producing a strong immune response in its early stages of human trials. Researchers say the vaccine produced both antibodies and killer T cells to combat the infection. The vaccine was found to be well tolerated as well, with no serious adverse effects. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As debates continue around the country regarding when to send children back to school amid the coronavirus pandemic, a North Carolina teachers union is calling for the implementation of universal health care and welfare benefits for illegal immigrants in order to reopen schools this fall. The Durham Association of Educators is calling for the policy goals to be met before holding in-person classes. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new Gallup poll found that African Americans report experiencing negative treatment by others that falls under a broad category of microaggressions. About 1 in 3 African American adults say that in the past year, people have acted as though they were better than you, while 1 in 4 say people have acted as if you were not smart. When it comes to race relations, former Dallas Cowboys running back Herschel Walker tells Fox News, "We've come a long way, but we do still have a long way to go."
Race has been a sensitive topic for a long time, and we have been afraid to talk about it. And today, I think if you disagree with someone, you call them racist. And I said, you know, these are very, very sensitive topics that we need to sit down and talk and not just put someone down, because I think equality is what we need to be looking for. And, you know, it's sort of like with Mark, you know, we have so many things in common and not uncommon, but the sitting down talking is so short that no one want to listen. Right now, everyone is shouting, but no one is paying attention or trying to come up with solutions. Everyone want to put it on the back burner for right now because I want what I want. Well, what you want is not what the United States of America needs. What the United States of America needs is to come together as a people, and I mean as a people, not black, white, yellow, brown. You need to come together as a people and solve the problem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.